This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once again to an election day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Scott Hammond here. Time to Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Answering your calls. The very capable Manny, the great Ravate, our producer here. We're raring to go for you. Put this number in your speed dial so you can join us. 800-228-0550. Or the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. When you call that one, you just press 1 and you can leave your comment, or press 2 if we're live on the air to chat with us here on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at Fortis Energy. They are sponsoring a Veterans Friendly Employer Summit that is coming up on Thursday at Minot State University. I'm really looking forward to this. And if you are a business owner, if you're a manager in a business, if you do HR, if you need people to make your company go, we'd love to have you join us on Thursday and talk about best practices, learn about opportunities to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans, find that secret sauce that is working for so many good businesses, like the folks at Blaze Energy, proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. A company I talk a lot about, Polar Service Center. A great employer, incredible health benefits, 401k, up to $32 an hour for their technicians. They're in the tank trailer service business, always looking for tank trailer mechanics, technicians, as well as parts folks. Every once in a while, a sales rep as well. Good company. They're in Dickinson, and they're in Williston, rather, and in Kildare. North Dakota Petroleum Council. Cognizant, Weatherford, and Frack Shack America, also sponsors of that event. 10 a.m. to 3, Thursday, Minot State University. Congressman Kevin Kramer will keynote that event at lunch. There's a free lunch. This whole event is free. Eventbrite.com is where you sign up. Or you can call 248-283-7100. 248-283-7100. Peter will get you signed up for that event. Take advantage of that. Vets, you're welcome, too. Should be fantastic. So what's your gut telling you today? I'd love to hear what you're hearing. If you voted already today and, you know, you're picking up a little chatter, I got a note from my friend Tom Campbell, group of folks gathered up in Grafton today, and he sent me a note at 6:30 this morning saying, we're all here. And I said, well, take a poll. I want a little Grafton, coffee table poll. And what's going to happen in this election? And let me see. Let me find the results of this. Where is that? That was got this at 6:54 this morning. And 100% Trump at our table, even the Democrats. How about that? So that's my first little tea leaf. Another is Watford City. I heard there were 900 early voters yesterday, which is normally about the average voting for all of Election Day. So the early vote exceeds that. How about that? I sent a note to my friend Carl Rove. Don't throw anything at me now. I know a lot of you are not a big fan of Carl Rove, but somebody who's actually won elections and got up on Election Day and has a pretty good gut, I wanted to know what's his gut telling him this morning. Very simple question. I said, what's your gut? Who wins this sucker? He said, who do you think he said, Todd?
Trump.
Manny, who do you think he said?
I'm going to guess he said Trump.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
He said, she does, we gave it away.
How's that?
So that's what I thought. I responded. Heaven help us was my first answer. Then I said, by nominating him or something more recent? He said, by nominating him. He was incapable of running a campaign that could win. So I respond, hey, we had Newt on yesterday. He said 2 out of 3 chances, Trump wins. Only 1 out of 3, she wins. What's he seeing? He responds, I'm not certain. Did he say that on the air? I said, he did, with us on the air. He said, can you send me that audio? He's on Fox today. We might want to ask him about it. So, all right. So we
sent the audio. How many people paid to see Trump and Bismarck?
Yeah, a lot.
Incapable of running a winning campaign. Come on.
Yeah. See, well, I like Carl. He's a good-hearted person. He's a good strategist for anybody that is an establishment candidate. Okay? Carl is an establishment type. Now, he's more conservative than not. He helped George W. Bush get elected. He really transformed Texas politics by bringing a lot of Republicans in. But he uses a traditional establishment model. Trump is not that. And if he were, this is my thing. A lot of people think, oh, if, you know, if it, it, by the way, my gut is Trump wins. Do you know why I think Trump wins? One word, two words, actually. Doug Burgum, prime example. You know, you could have asked 20 people that do politics backwards and forwards who wins a race in a Republican primary between Wayne Stengem, who's won umpteen times and served how many years, first as a legislator and then an attorney general, and Doug Burgum, a Fargo Republican business leader. I mean, he has his resume is unequaled. He's got a great resume. But he's from Fargo, which, I'm sorry, 90% of North Dakota doesn't like Fargo. That's just true. So that's politically a check against him. And honestly, his success is a check against him as well. The wealth, people, just a rich Fargo business guy wants to run for. He absolutely wipes the floor with Wayne Stengem. Something's in the air, folks. And it is I believe, a new class of voters. People who are genuinely afraid for their country, that have been so disgusted with politics they've not engaged before, but now feel they have no choice. Minnesota's a prime example. You heard call after call here on Friday, on a few other occasions on the show, about all of the Trump signals in Minnesota. It's not happened before. Now, the big question on, is Newt right or is Karl Rove right? And quite honestly, they're fine people. I trust your gut a lot more than I trust theirs. I really do. I trust the gut of real people, what you're seeing and hearing. Because it's so easy, right or wrong, to get wrapped up in kind of the swirl of the, you know, establishment buzz. You know, you got to get away from that. You really do. And there is a prayerful, passionate group of folks that are for Trump. We don't know how big it is. Things like early voting in Watford City and a table full of folks in Grafton, Democrats included, going for Trump, the signs in Minnesota, those things add up. My little experiment at the Mall of America on Saturday that I told Newt about yesterday. I did that, folks. I did that for one reason. I wanted to know. I mean, are they going to throw shopping bags at me for running around the Mall of America with zillions of people on a Saturday for hours on end? Because I have Trump garb on? It didn't happen. Dozens of people affirmed what I was doing, and a handful gave me a dirty look. Couldn't even muster that guy's a jerk, or I wouldn't vote for him on a battery. What are you thinking, you moron? Nothing. Didn't say a word. Three looks. Texter says, Rove is a pessimist. Yeah, he is, and has been about Trump all along, because he's a Jeb Bush guy, a Marco Rubio guy, whatever. Here's the deal. I don't think Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush or even Ted Cruz bring out a new kind of voter to the extent that Trump did. Is it enough? We don't know. I asked another guy, Rick Santorum. He's been on the actual ballot before. I said, you know, what's your gut saying this morning? Who wins this sucker? Same question. His answer, anyone who is confident one way or the other is kidding themselves. I haven't studied the polls enough to know if they have factored in a high white versus black turnout. If they did, then she wins. If not, he's got a chance. Is there a silent Trump vote? Is there an attitude among the undecideds that are willing to throw a Trump bomb? He should be really close in PA. fits the state. There again, PA, that's Santorum State, big one. Big one. Huge. All right, enough of the politicians and the paid pundits. Now I want to know what the real people think, okay? What's your gut? And what I don't want to do is try and convince anybody today how to vote, because that seems a little bit too much like electioneering. Presidential race, I guess, you know, you're going to say what you're going to say. I'm most curious about that. But in other words, let's save the stuff on the legislative races and the measures and all of that for the next one. Because we put it all on the table on those. We've addressed all of them. I'm not big on electioneering. I really am not. On election day. I just think it's a day when people need a little bit of space. But I do want to know where your gut's at. I do know what you're hearing. You can text 701-226-8503. You can phone us up at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We'll start with Ed in Bismarck. He's at the Civic Center, wants to talk about the polling. Cliff's on the road. Todd's in Mandan when we come back.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
Folks, listen up. I have a satisfied customer here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Dave wants to tell you a story about how he would not be walking but for the Hot Spring Spa he purchased at Hot Spring Spas. Listen to this.
I think anybody that doesn't have one, if you have any aches and pains in your body, you should really consider getting one or trying one out because, well, it really helps me out. And you know, with the hot springs, we have the Envoy. It's a 5-seater. And I kind of like that because I can bounce around from seat to seat to seat and get a different massage in every seat in the tub. And maintenance on the tub is pretty much non-existent. I mean, we go about 3 to 4 months between water changes. Every now and again, you know, you do have to shock it, but very little chemical additive at any point in time. And it's just truly crystal clean, sparkling water that I love to jump in every day.
I am with you. So sounds like you think everybody ought to extend their life a little bit and feel a little bit better every day by hopping in one, right?
Yeah, and relieve those aches and pains that we all have, especially in our later years.
Every day is made better at your house, it sounds like to me, Dave.
It sure is.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. There's saunas, there's sunrooms, they've got it all. Stop and see them. West Fargo next to Spitfire in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot and on South Washington in front of Kmart Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Election. One, because of voter fraud, and two, because Obama said that if you're in this country illegally and you vote, nobody's going to come looking for you.
That was an amazing clip. We played that for Newt Gingrich yesterday. Amazing. That is the rigged system. that Donald Trump has talked about that he's gotten a lot of grief for. Back on What's On Your Mind, hey friends, Election Day, your gut tells you what about what's going to happen today? Let me know. We'll talk next hour with a fellow by the name of Pat Rosenstiel. He has long been a champion of a national popular vote, utilizing the Electoral College in a different way to make every vote matter. We've had some calls about this. We thought it'd be a good day to talk about it. We'll do that. Also, Ryan Rauschenberger will be here. He's the North Dakota Tax Commissioner. Every election, issues get twisted and turned and everything else. And I want you to know the facts on where we're at with the oil tax. I really do. I got a election piece from a candidate that I won't mention, but he's talking about how Republicans cut taxes on the oil companies. And it's the exact opposite of what happened. So I want to know from somebody that actually counts the revenue that comes in, do we have more, you know, was there a cut in oil taxes? What is the percentages? So we'll find out from Ryan Rauschenberger coming up. This hour, it's all yours. What's your gut telling you? Ed's at the Bismarck Civic Center. What's happening there, Ed?
Good morning. Hey, I just had the most horrible experience of my life. I voted, okay? And the reason it was so horrible is I walked in there and I presented my Disabled American Veterans Card, photo ID, presented by the United States of America Veterans Administration, and find out it's not accepted as a photo ID on the voting booth. You know, it's a sad day.
Do you have a license?
Yeah, a driver's license, but I just wanted to see if they would accept a photo ID of a disabled American veteran. Now, you just mentioned a driver's license, okay? How many states are there? And even North Dakota, a person can walk in there with another person, sign an affidavit, and get a driver's license. That makes them legal. You can walk in here with a phone bill and sign an affidavit and vote. But a disabled American veteran, the reason people are voting and have the right to vote, a disabled American veteran photo card is not worthy.
Well, I would argue that it ought to be, although I don't know that there was any proof of residency on there, is there?
I had proof of residency. I had my phone bill. And to prove who I was, I had a disabled American veterans card with my photo on it, and they would not accept it.
Yeah, I personally think a voter ID is the way to go. And by the way, all the affidavit stuff, because it's been abused before, that was the reason for the change in the legislature. A court has overturned that, and I actually don't know. Do they revert back to those rules? Were they taking anything like utility bills and whatnot, as long as you sign an affidavit today? You saw that happening?
Yes, I saw that happening.
So they must be reverting to the...
They need something to prove that's just to prove that they live where they live.
Yeah, right. Okay. But I don't like telling vets that they ought not be able to use their proof as a vet to vote, but I also understand the need to say you are who you are, and of course the ID thing is the best way to solve that. But so your point is it ought to be an ID and or a veteran card?
Well, your disabled American veterans card has your photo on it.
Right, I understand. So it tells us who you are.
Who you are, and it's got your name on it. It's got your Social Security number on it.
But I also need to know you're voting in the right place and have the right address, and you're saying, vets should be allowed to do both. So I guess that wouldn't hurt anything, but you already brought proof of residence with you. I hear you, Ed. Maybe one we need to tackle after Election Day with the legislature. They're obviously going to ride this lawsuit out and probably have to tweak things, and maybe that could be added. Let's see what other folks think. Appreciate your service, though. God bless you. Todd Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, I went to vote in Mandan, obviously, and the one polling place was just bustling. I talked with the lady that was registering people, and she said people were lined up this morning at 6:30 already trying to get in, and they opened at 7:00. And then I drove by another polling place, which I know in Mandan they had actually intentionally had all male polling attendants, or whatever you want to call them, just because they were anticipating some possible problems. And there was actually a sheriff vehicle that was there, too. I guess that's the first time I've ever seen a sheriff vehicle at a polling place, you know, and just to make sure that, that nothing does go awry. So yeah, and there were a lot of vehicles at that polling place, too. So it looks like people are definitely turning out to vote.
Thanks for the update, Todd. Appreciate that very much. Cliff's on the road. Where are you at, Cliff?
I'm just pulling into Lemon, South Dakota. Going to load some sunflowers.
Fantastic. Load up those sunflowers. What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, for that disabled American vet, that's a disgrace. I think Hillary's going to win from the start. She was the anointed one. U.S. Federal Code 1519, destruction, altercation, or falsification of records in a federal investigation. We all know she broke that law. She should have been indicted. But let's look at what the Democrats did. She was the anointed one. She was given the questions to the debate ahead of time. Let's look at the Republicans have done. Now, they have a little more backbone. They were actually able to nominate Donald Trump. But, oh, no, the establishment says, no, no, we wanted Jeb Bush. So they're not our own party, their own party would not back the nominee of the people. We're all being played as fools in this election.
Well, there's still time. There's still time. Anointed by whom? The establishment?
By the establishment. By Washington. Washington is going to make damn sure it would have either have been Clinton or Bush, and it's going to be Clinton because Trump got the nominee from the people, from us voters.
And if Trump wins, Trump has to beat Hillary, the Democrats, the media, and Republican establishment types. That's one tough pull.
And 70 electoral college votes behind because of New York and California, and I'm sick and tired of New York and California dictating policy for the whole rest of the company.
That's one of the reasons you want to stay tuned to the top of next hour about is it time to reform how we elect the president? I believe it is. But given everything you've said and that I've said of who he has to be, look where this race is. So now it comes down to who has the most passion at the 11th hour to change it. I like his chances. My gut still says he wins. Darren Fargo, what's your take?
Well, Scott, for me, it's sort of like watching the Vikings play. You get your hopes up, you get all excited for the game, they have a couple of good plays, and in the end, they croak. That and the fact that I think too many people are going to vote for a gender. That's my gut. I'm trying to, I want to get my hopes up, but for some reason I have a feeling that in the end it's just going to disappoint because of all those reasons.
All right, Darren, appreciate the call. The analogy is a fun one, like getting your hopes up for the Vikes on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Appreciate the call. We'll go out to the Bakken and see what's on Tyler's mind when we come back. Shelby and Surrey, Ralph and Gladstone, Dave and Minot, you're on cue. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How many veterans work for you? Listen up. If you're a business owner, if you're a decision maker, if you're in human resources or you're a recruiter, veterans are incredible employees. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University, Fortis Energy is hosting a 2016 Veterans Employer Summit. Coming together will be all these decision makers to share best practices, to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. This will be a wonderful opportunity. It's free. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. Congressman Kevin Cramer will keynote the event. Brought to you by Polar Service Center, a great place to work. Frack Shack America, fuel on the fly. Weatherford, Blaze Energy. Thanking all our veterans for their service, home and abroad, Cognizant, and North Dakota Petroleum Council, keeping North Dakota strong. Visit Eventbrite.com and search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. This Thursday, it's free. Register now online at Eventbrite.com and search Veteran Friendly Employer Summit. Lunch is included. We'll see you there.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Or not, the holiday shopping season is right around the corner. Oh my gosh, look at the calendar. It's been so nice, you almost forget, right? And, you know, the long lines, the huge crowds, all the scrambling for the best deal. Holiday shopping can be like a contact sport sometimes. Well, I want you to think about making this year be a little bit different. Be Mobile has a rewarding holiday and shop program without all the chaos. All right. B-Mobile's Be Rewarded program is for everyone and provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. You join Be Rewarded and to join B-Mobile on November 20th. Mark that down now, November 20th. Just a few Sundays, Saturdays away here, from 6 to 8 p.m. for their exclusive friends and family shopping event. That's a Saturday, right? Yeah, that is. No, it's a Sunday. It's Sunday the 20th, so it's like a week from this Sunday, as a matter of fact. It'll be coming up. To learn more and find a location near you, check out bmobile.com. Be Mobile everywhere you are, at home, the lakes and beyond, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, back to the phones. We're going to open the Bakken first here. Tyler. What's your gut telling you today on this election?
Morning.
Good morning.
I saw something on Facebook last night. It said the Democrats will take an early lead until the Republicans get off work, and I thought that was kind of fitting. So that's my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Very, very interesting. Early voting is a big Democratic tool as well. This is who you see usually leads in early voting there. Absolutely. Who do you think wins?
Trump.
All right. You got a good feeling about it?
Yeah, pretty good. Yep.
All right, Tyler. Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
All right. Man, a few words that said it all right there. Thank you, Tyler. Shelby's in Surrey. What's on your mind, Shelby?
Hi. Well, kind of like Rush said yesterday, he was having a hard time separating his gut instincts from his hopes. And that's kind of how I feel, too. It's just like, you know, I really don't want to say any more on that. Just kind of leave it to the man above, I guess. But I just came from the voting polls in Surrey. So interesting. This lady in front of me with two children, she was of a different descent. I don't really know what it was, to be honest with you. But it was her and her two kids. They find her name on the list to vote. Right below her name is her husband's name, but he wasn't with today. She freaks out, takes out her camera, takes a picture, and says, that's voter fraud. He's not a U.S. citizen. However, if he would have came in today with his ID, he would have been able to vote. Nobody would have known. But she was being honest.
Wow. She in other words, she was freaking out that he shouldn't be on that voter roll.
She was being honest. She said, "That's my husband's name is on that voting list, and he's not a U.S. citizen."
Wow.
So she's freaking out, and she's, like, taking pictures, and the police officer comes out, and he's like, ma'am, you really need to vote or leave. And she's like, I'm just trying to make my point. It's voter fraud right here. He's not a U.S. citizen. He's not with us today because he's not a U.S. citizen, but his name is on here to vote. I don't get it. So the lady says, you know, well, you have to get up with the Department of Transportation. This is where we get their names, blah, blah, blah. I don't get it.
No, something's flawed there. You don't happen to remember her name. You don't tell me on the air, but did you happen to know her name or see the name?
You know, I talked to her outside and I told her, you know, like commend her for, you know, voicing her opinion. She was going to get a hold of some people. I don't know. I kind of have a feeling she'll show up later today on somewhere. I didn't get her name.
Yeah, I was just curious because we could pass it along to the Secretary of State. Just those kind of things that you have to say, well, how'd that happen, right? How did that person get
right
on there?
I know.
I just
walked in, and I would have said I really didn't know what was really going on until afterwards, or I probably would have said something, too. And it's really bothering me right now.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to pass along the issue and try and get an answer from the Secretary of State, because I'm guessing that person voted before. And see, this is to me what's wrong with this whole affidavit thing. If I can just say I am who I say I am, and I'm from where I say I am, and sign something, that's rife with fraud. And if you think, well, it doesn't matter in North Dakota, go back and count the difference in votes between Heidi Heitkamp, now a U.S. senator, and Rick Berg, and then to look at the total of votes that happened in a number of counties that were overwhelmingly in her favor. Of course, it matters. You know, no doubt about it. Same thing with Mark Dayton. He is a governor today because of same thing, and his vote against the vote there, and the vote also for Norm Coleman in the Senate. So it happens. Uh-huh. It absolutely happens. Appreciate you pointing that out, Shelby.
But like
thank
you. There's still time.
Absolutely.
We can hope.
Lot to do.
Thanks.
Right on. Take care. Ralph in Gladstone, what's your guts telling you today, Ralph?
I always thought we weren't supposed to campaign on election day, and I turned on the radio this morning to listen to your program, and they're campaigning like crazy. I always thought that midnight, the night before, that all campaign advertising was supposed to cease.
There was a challenge to that a few years ago done by a friend of mine by the name of Gary Emanuff, who's the former Republican Party chairman. He's a burrito magnate now, traveling around the country putting all kinds of green chili burritos into convenience stores. And he challenged it. It went to court, and he won. And it was a victory in my mind for free speech. I know that for a long time that was the law in North Dakota, but it really wasn't constitutional by anybody's measure. We just sort of went along with it. He challenged it and won, so that rule is gone, and there can be campaigning on Election Day.
Yeah, that don't seem right.
You know, that's why in this program we don't have candidates on. We don't tell you vote one way or vote another way. We're talking about the presidential race today, just to get the people, you know, the gut of people, what's going to happen. But we've made a policy of not having candidates on, just because I think, you know, you do that for, in this case, my gosh, we've done it for a long darn time. Give people a little bit of space on Election Day, but I am a believer in free speech, and I think, you know, if you don't want to hear it, turn it off. You know, I mean, you don't have to read it or watch it, but it is more of a courtesy than it is, you know, something that can withstand the law.
Because heaven only knows, we've been bludgeoned to death already with political ads up until last night.
Yeah, one more day of it, Ralph. And then we get to
thank goodness only one more day.
Actually, just a few more hours, because by 7 o'clock tonight they'll pull the plug. I mean, there's no point then.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them stop then because the polls shut down. Sure. Yeah. So a few more hours. That's right. Good point, Todd.
All I got.
Do you have a gut feeling on who's going to win the presidential campaign today, Ralph?
I have a gut feeling it's going to be Trump, but boy, I sure wouldn't lay any money on it though.
Isn't that something? It's that close. Appreciate the call.
There's too many brain dead, low informed people out there that perhaps probably shouldn't even be voting.
Sure, the low information voter, that's plenty scary. I also think when we have more takers than we have makers voting, that to me explains how Barack Obama was elected without a resume that anybody would say equipped him to be president of the United States, and we've seen the consequences of that decision. But it was in my mind, it was in my mind more people that wanted free stuff, free college, free healthcare. How'd that free healthcare work out? Obamacare is an absolute disaster. So we're reaping what we sowed there. But America, in my mind, Ralph, will cease to exist when there are more people in this country who want something rather than.
If Hillary Clinton wins the election, the United States of America will cease to exist.
Well, it may be an indication. There's more takers than makers again. We'll see, and it could be the beginning of the end. Ronald Reagan said it well. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. That ought to stand the hair on the back of your neck up. And if that woman wins and does what she thinks she will do, we've got a battle on our hands. I think I'm blessed that we live where we live because I think we can weather that storm. But we have a battle to save America as we know it. There's no doubt about it, but I hope it doesn't happen. We have a battle either way because we have, we've seen that in this election. Who people, despite what we know as fact of Hillary Clinton, still are more excited to vote for her because of what her presidency will give them, what they can take, rather than the opportunity to make. That's the tough part. Donovan is in New Salem. What's on your mind, Donovan?
Yeah, I think there's a new terrorist organization in the United States. It's called ABC, NBC, CBS. And us as the working population of this nation, we need to boycott whatever they're selling. Whoever has contributed to them being on the air, filling their advertising space with dollars, we need to not be buying that product. We need to let them live off of the detriments to society and see how that goes with them.
Yeah, I've made that comment. A lot of people believe because I speak strongly of the job juggernaut of the energy industry in North Dakota that somehow Todd and I get these big fat checks from oil companies, right? And that we're just rolling in the dough from oil companies. And honestly,
well, you got them, right? I didn't.
You're very hard pressed to find oil companies that advertise. I mean, we appreciate the support of those that we do have, and you have some industry groups. But the amount of dollars percentage wise that come from the energy industry to us here at Flag Family Media, our two stations, as well as Todd and the iHeart group is small in comparison to the rest of the advertising. But for some reason, they love newspapers. They love big full-page ads in newspapers, and they love big fancy-schmancy TV ads and everything else. And those are the very people that take a club to them. And I always joke, why is it that you pay for the club that hits you? I don't understand that. It's and they often go, oh, yeah, you're kind of right there. But they do. But to your larger point, Donovan, I was thrilled to see the letter Friday written by Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is a member of the committee that oversees the FCC. And he wrote a letter to the four network heads, Fox, CBS, Disney, and NBC, to say, I'm writing to inform you I intend to request a hearing to explore network media bias in coverage of the 2016 presidential campaign. So, and he's not talking about a return to the fairness doctrine. He's talking about, he's talking about broadcast networks enjoying federal spectrum, something you and I pay for to increase their access to us, and yet they are dishing out propaganda. So you're not alone, Donovan.
Yep.
And we need to fight it, regardless of what happens in this election. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, dry clutch on it, fertilizer tank bolt filled 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700. You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Where it's, the lady said, I have a driver's license and I will be voting. Remember the lady that will not be voting for Trump? That's what we call a rigged election.
Trump's going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. I think he might win fairly big, actually. But hearing from Kyle Rowles that Hillary's going to win, that we blew it with dominating Trump. He is as establishment as you can get. That guy does not have a conservative bone in his body. He is diehard establishment. And he never liked Trump. He never wanted Trump. And so, of course, he's gone the other way. He's probably even voted for Hillary. So, Karl Rove saying that Hillary's going to win does not surprise me in the least. Trump's going to win, and I think he's going to win pretty handily. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, it didn't surprise me either, honestly, although he's pretty good at tea leaves, but he's definitely establishment. And Carl's a different approach, right? Carl took George W. Bush and said, you need to grow the Hispanic vote, you need to grow the minority vote, you need to, you know, be sort of in the middle on immigration. And that was a different approach. It worked very well for George W. Bush. It is, in my mind, I think this campaign, we'll see. You know the biggest applause lines that Donald Trump still gets? Build that wall. Who's going to pay for it? People are just fed up with the idea that illegal immigration is consuming this country. And given what's happened in Europe, Brexit, I'm with them. I really am. Appreciate the call. But I don't have no need to defend Karl Rove here. I will just tell you, he's a good-hearted guy who is a conservative. He just goes at it from a different approach. He wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton on a bet. He really wouldn't. But he wants to win. And his way of winning is a different way of winning than Donald Trump. We'll see who's right tonight. It'll settle a lot. There's no doubt about that. Let's see. My pillow. Elections can be a little stressful. You want your candidate to win. You're tossing and turning. You're praying. You're just doing everything. They're going to win. And if you have a bad pillow, you don't get the much-needed sleep you need. The most important thing to your sleep is what? MyPillow. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. So these two connect, folks. Right now, great deal. Best premium offer ever. The four-pack special, $99.98. No kidding. Now, here's what I like about that. You keep one, you give one away. You keep a travel pillow, you give one away. You save $179, and they've extended the money-back guarantee through March 1st. So you and whoever you give them to can sleep on it and literally until March 1 and return it, if you don't like it, with a money-back guarantee. So no risk proposition to give this a try. 800-506-9028. Said number, 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Some great texts here I need to get to, and then we'll get back to the calls. Make America great again. I'm with Trump because Trump's with us. My gut feeling says Trump will win, but my brain is telling me Shillery because of all the cultural rot in this country. Every person I know is voting for Trump. I live in Watford, but know folks all across the country, and they're voting Trump. I've also traveled extensively throughout the country from east to west. Only saw 5 Hillary signs. Another says, I'm a big Trump supporter. I'm 45. I've never really had a real care of who our next president would be until now. I'm scared Hillary will squeeze us out. Trump can save this country, but I'm afraid he's not going to get a chance. Love your program. Thank you very much. That texter right there is the reason my gut says Trump wins. There's a lot of people, 45, never cared about a presidential election until he came along. That's why I think he's going to win. Another texter, Todd, can you please pass this on to Scott? He obviously did. We just drove from Mandan to Washington, D.C. We kept a tally of Trump versus Clinton supporter signs. Our final total was 87-12. 87 Trump, 12 Clinton. Surprisingly, most Trump signs in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. There's another reason. You know what that's called? Passion, my friends. Okay, let's go to these callers. Best 30 seconds you can give me. Mike at Bismarck, quickly. Go ahead.
I voted for Trump, very proudly voted for the guy. The only thing that makes me nervous is this idea or concept of voting for the first lady president, just like how the president Barack Obama got in. And I'd like to add that he's only black when it's convenient for him. And that is the truth.
Interesting point. Thanks. Dan Fargo, your take. Go.
I don't have a take. I have a question. On the judge race, Walensky and... Anyway, I know it's not a political race, but I haven't heard anything about it until yesterday, and it seems like it's a pretty heated race. Do we know if one of them is either has family values, conservative, or is pro-life? Do we know any of those things about either one of the candidates?
I would just tell you this. The establishment Republicans in North Dakota have lined up pretty strongly behind Jared Tufte, and that Mr. Walensky is the brawler, the fighter, and the trial lawyer. I think it's very clear that Tufte is a Republican. I have no idea on Walensky. I honestly don't know. But I will just say this to be fair. I've heard people say they love the fighter spirit of Belinsky and he'd shake things up on the Supreme Court. I've heard others say that, you know, Tufte's a veteran, buttoned down, and they both have experience. Obviously, Belinsky has much more experience because he's older. Trial lawyer, Tufte experience. He's a judge, but less of it. So those are the facts as I know them anyway, sir. That help?
Okay. Very good.
That help?
Trump wins.
Trump wins, says Dan. All right, he's going to leave us with that. Steve in Bismarck, I want your voting experience. BJ in Detroit Lakes wants to talk voter ID. Tim in Colma has a question for Todd. We'll get you in before our discussion of the Electoral College coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Euro Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is...